हरे कृष्णा। इंग्लिश बोलो। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता सेकेंड चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 7। इंग्लिश में नहीं लिखा हुआ है। कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्। कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्। माताजी, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेतः, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेता, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्न, कार्पण्य दोष उपहत स्वभाव, पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेतः, ये श्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे, शिष्यास्तेऽहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम्। कार्पण्य ऑफ माइजरलीनेस, दोष बाय द वीकनेस, upahata, being afflicted, swabhava, characteristics, prichami, I am asking, tvam, unto you, dharma, religion, sammudha, bewildered, chetaha, in heart, yat, what, shreyaha, all good, syat, maybe, nishitam, confidently, bruhi, tell, tat, that, me, unto me, shishyaha, disciple, te, your, aham, I am, sadhi, just instruct, mam, me, tvam, unto you, prapannam, surrendered. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Purport. By nature's own way, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexities for everyone. In every step, there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master, who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literatures advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, and yet it takes place, and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Who is the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad, the perplexed man is described as follows. Yo va etad aksharam gargi abiti abitvash asman lokat praiti sak kripanah. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human and who thus quits this world like the cats and dogs. Without understanding the science of self-realization, this human form of life is a most valuable asset for the living entity who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. Therefore, one who does not utilize this opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is the Brahman, or he who is intelligent enough to utilize this body to solve all the problems of life. Ya etad aksharam gargi viditvashmat lokat praitisah sa brahmanah. The kripanas or miserly persons waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. In the material conception of life, one is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children and other members, on the basis of skin disease. The kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death, or the kripana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals, who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjuna could understand that his affection for family members and wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious And now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. How Arjuna understands the Bhagavad Gita is stated in the Gita itself. And yet, foolish mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to the unborn within Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's within and without. And one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanan Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Hare Krishna. So, as from today onwards, Gita discussion starts. So we will discuss something about the introduction of Bhagavad Gita. So in Bhagavad Gita 9.1, Krishna says that Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave jnanam vijnana sahitam yadjnatva mokshase ashubhat. Bhagavad Gita means knowledge. When we say that knowledge means by definition it reduces misery. So means all the technology means we are discovering just for solving the problems. Similarly, Gita is also knowledge which solves the problems of life, that is birth, death, disease and old age. But here Krishna says that in purport, knowledge culminates at bhakti for Krishna. So when there is a problem with the mind, there is medical books also. So that deals with solving the problems of the body. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita also deals with the problems of mind. If we go to a hospital for any problems in our body, so they have CT scan, they have blood test, they have X-ray, and everything is there to test our bodily problems. But there is no such thing for solving the problem of mind. If I go to a doctor and say that I have a problem in mind, can he solve? What can he do? Can he X-ray it or can he go for some blood test? Nothing. So only by Bhagavad Gita, which deals with mind, we can solve our problems of mind. And Gauram Prabhu says that if there is problem in the body, for example cancer, if someone is suffering from cancer, he will die himself, but he cannot kill others. But if someone is suffering from mind, sickness of mind, he can damage the whole society. So it's very crucial to deal with the mind. And in Bhagavad Gita also, there are two patients of who were suffering from disease of mind. One is Duryodhan and another one is Arjuna. But their doctors are different. One goes to Shakuni and another goes to Krishna. So Krishna also means if we see all the films also, in everyone film, everyone is asking for give your mind. Mujhe man de do. Similarly, Krishna also says that give your mind. In Bhagavad Gita, so many places Krishna says give your mind. In 7.1, Maya Sakta Manaha Partha Yogam Yunjana Madhasraya Asamsayam Samagram Mam Yatha Gyasasi Tasrinu. Here Krishna is asking Maya Sakta Manaha Partha, give me your mind. And in 8.7 also, Krishna says Tasmat Sarvesu Kalesu Mam Anusmara Yudhacha Mai Arpita Mano Buddhir. While fighting, you remember me. Means you give your mind to me. And 9.34 also, Manmana Bhava Madhbhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru Mam Ebeshasi Yuktaidpam Atmanam Mat Parayana. This slogan comes two times in Bhagavad Gita, and here Krishna is demanding for the mind. Similarly, Rupa Goswami also recommends in, Bhagavad Gita 12.8 also, Mayeva Manaha Adhaswa Mai Buddhim Nivesaya Nivesasi mayeva ata urdhvam na samsayah. So throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asking for mind, and Rupa Goswami also says that tasmat kenapi upayena manah Krishna niveshayat sarvabidhi nishedhaya shur eto yor eva kinkara. So here in purport Prabhupada says that an acharya should devise a means by which people may somehow or other come to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. First, they should become Krishna conscious, and all the prescribed rules and regulations may later gradually be introduced. In our Krishna conscious movement, we follow this policy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So where Krishna, Prabhupada did not means tell all his disciples to follow the regulatory principle strictly, but first he gave Krishna. Means somehow other he was trying to give engage their mind in Krishna. After that, slowly and gradually he introduced the regulative principle. Means before initiation he used to, do you know the four regulative principle? So if you see Bhagavad Gita first chapter, Arjuna was not ready to fight. He told means so many reasons why he should not, he could not fight also. But in second chapter, here in this verse, Arjuna is asking that now I will follow. So Arjuna gives five reasons not to fight. First one is compassion. Out of compassion, he was not ready to fight. Second one is enjoyment. If I kill them, with whom I will enjoy? And third one is, although they are sinners, if I kill them, I will be also afflicted with sins, and if I kill them, there will be disturb in the society. And fifth one is he was in confusion. So if we see this first chapter is prelude to the whole 17th chapter, means further 17th chapter. And first chapter is nothing but means morality. Arjuna is showing that morality means philanthropy activities people are showing nowadays in society also. They want to distribute foods, everything, clothes, house, education, hospital, everything, so that they can become, they can help others. So Arjuna is also saying all these things in first chapter, why he is not ready to fight. But in Bhagavad, the second chapter, Krishna is saying that this is wrong. So Bhagavad Gita is nothing but devotional service over morality. Means we cannot say that moral principles is higher than devotional principles, because here Arjuna is saying showing all the good qualities as we are seeing in society, but Krishna is rejecting all that reasons, and he was trying to convince Arjuna that devotional service is higher than moral principles. So in this sloka, first one is kripanaha. Kripana means karpanya dosha. Arjuna was afflicted with kripana, miserliness, because of attachment towards his family. So here in purport Prabhupada says that if we get a human birth, or we should use it for attaining Krishna consciousness, or otherwise it is waste of time only. So we will see some slokas from Bhagavatam and Vaishnava songs also, where means rarity of human being is glorified. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that paiya manusya janma jena sune gaura guna hena janma tara vyartha hoila paiya amrita dhuni piye visa garta pani janmi asen kena nahi maila. Means all the human means all of us who have got the human birth, he should hear Gaur Katha. Otherwise the birth is means useless, and it's like drinking the poison. Even though this vessel is meant for drinking nectar of Gaur Katha, Krishna Katha, but we are using it for drinking poison. Here it is said. Then Chandanatana Goswami also says that amare deha prabhur karye na lagila bharat bhumite janmi e deha vyartha hoila. So it is said that I have taken this birth in India, but I am not using it for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So my birth is useless. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Paro Upakar. So whoever has taken birth in human birth in India, he should achieve the highest perfection, and after that he should help others also. And in 11th canto, 9th chapter, verse number 29, it is said that labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manusyam arthadam anityam apiha dhira turnam yateta napated anumrityu yavan nisreyasaya vishayah khalus sarvatah shat. So here it is said, labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. So human birth is, labdhva means to attain, durlabdhva means it's very difficult to attain, and sudurlabha, it's very, very difficult to get this human birth. And we get it after bahu sambhava ante, means after many, many births, we get this human birth, which is arthadam. We can achieve the highest artha, which is a devotional service to Krishna, but which is anityam, which is temporary, means at any time it can be taken away. So one who is intelligent, he understands that this body, death is anumrityu, death is running after us, at any moment it can be taken away. So he engages this body for devotional service. And one song is there also.
Sita atapa batavari sana edina jamini jagire bifale sevinu kripana durjana bifale sevinu kripana durjana chapala sukhala balagire.
So here also it said that human means birth is meant for attaining Krishna, but we are using it for sense gratification. Even though we are suffering from Sita, which is means approaching now, January, February, it's very cold still. And Sita Atapa, Atapa means heat, means we can understand very nicely here. Sita Atapa Vata, Vata means in Odisha, every year there is cyclone. In October, rain comes. Mostly in October, there is almost every year there is cyclone. Sita, atapa, vata, varishana, rain, and everything. All these things are to give us pain, but we are running after chappala sukhala. Chappal means sandal. Chappal sukhala. We are running after happiness, but we are getting chappala sukha. Then another shloka also in the 11.20.17.
Nridehamadyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karna dharam mayanukulena nabheshva iritam puman bhavabdhim nataretsa atmaham.
So here it is said that nrideham adyam sulabham sudurlabham. By the material nature, we have got this human birth, which is well designed for crossing the ocean of birth and death. So, and the captain is Guru Prabhupada. And all the scriptures are like favorable for practicing bhakti. But those who are not using this facility and using for sense gratification, it's like killing the soul. Then Prahlad Maharaj also says in 4-5 verses that we have got this body which is meant for serving Narsimhadev, but waste of time. In first shloka he is saying that
kaumara acharet pragya dharman bhagavatam iha durlabham manusham janma tadapi adhrubam arthadam.
Here it is also said, adhrubam means which is temporary, and arthadam, but it can be useful for attaining the highest goal. So one who is most intelligent, he will use this body for attaining Krishna. And in Kevalashtakam also it is said that
Niswase nahi viswas kadarudham bhavishyate kirtaniyamato valyad harir nameva kevalam.
So here it is said, at any moment, Niswase nahi viswas, means no one can say that he can live for tomorrow or forever. There is no faith on this breath. But we are planning big plans just on the basis of our breath. So at any moment, kada arudham, at any moment it can be, means stop. Kada arudham bhavishyati, so one who is intelligent, kirtaniya matovalet, from childhood he will start his bhakti. And what kirtan? Harir naam eva kevalam. Here it is said that one should do kirtan only, as Prahlad Maharaj was saying. Then 7.6.2, he is saying that
yathahi purusasya iha vishnu pada upasarpanam yadesa sarvabhutanam priya atma ishvaraha shruhat.
So here he is saying that one who has got this human body, he should upasarpana. Sarpana means snake and means dhaman. It goes very fast. So one should run after Vishnupada like a snake. One should go very fast after Vishnupada. And who is Vishnu? Vishnu is Priya, very dear, and who is Ishvara of the soul, and who is friend of the soul. Next he says that, how we are using it for sense gratification.
Sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate daivad yatha dukham ayatnataha.
In every body, in everywhere, there is sense gratification available or facilitated by the Lord. But by nature, we are getting everywhere sense gratification. But one should not try for that, as one gets automatically without endeavoring for pain or misery, but one gets it. So why to endeavor for happiness? Next he says, tat prayaso, that's why,
tat prayaso na kartabyo yata atyur vyaha param na tatha vindate kshemam mukunda charanambhujam.
So one should na kartabyo, one should not endeavor for sense gratification, rather one should use it for achieving the highest goal, to serve Krishna, mukunda charana. And when one should do it?
Tato yateta kushalaha kshemaya bhavam asritaha sariram purusham yavat na vipadyeta puskalam.
Means unless our body is now hatakata, means very healthy, so one should try to achieve that devotional service when one is fit. And one should not wait for old age. It means in India people say that, why you are starting from so early? When you become old age, that time you can start. But here Prahlad Maharaj says that, means when we are healthy, we should use it for Krishna. Otherwise, in old age, we will remember only pains. We have pain in back, we have pain in knees. And even though in home also, an old person, when he is sitting on the bed, people are talking so many things, and no one is asking that person also. So, and even though no one is asking, and he cannot hear also. If he says something, he is saying that, you are saying something to me, but he is not able to hear, and he starts speaking himself. So, it's very, very difficult to practice bhakti at old age. So, this is karpanya, who is not using this human body to attain Krishna consciousness. Next one is karpanya dosha upahata swabhava. So here Arjuna is saying that, means before that he was ready to kill Kauravas. That's why he came to this Kurukshetra. and he's asking our Krishna also to take his chariot amongst the in front of the enemies. So that time he is saying that Durbhadhaya Dhritarashtrana. So means here he is addressing the party of Dhritarashtra as Durbhadhaya. They don't have any intelligence. But as soon as he sees Drona and Bhishma Pitamaha, he is saying that Swajanam Ahave. Here means in 23rd verse he is saying that they are Durbhadhaya. But after seeing that, he is saying that Swajanam. Means just by seeing that, he is afflicted with moho, attachment. And because of that attachment, he is not ready or he is not able to convince his mind to kill the Kurus. So, Upahata Swabhava. Swabhava also means everyone has some Swabhava. As Kshatriyas, they have Swabhava of fighting. As we are means, hearing Dhruva Maharaj. So, he is from his, means when he went to forest and when he met Narad Muni, Narad Muni told that you are a child and everyone forgets whatever we tell to a child, he forgets fully. Means our parents also, they beat us, they tell so many things in our childhood, but no one remember this. So you are also a child, whatever she said, you just forget and go back to your home. But he is saying that if you can help me, you help me, otherwise you can go. So this is the nature of Dhruva Maharaj, Kshatriya. So it cannot be separated from a Kshatriya. Similarly, Swabhav of Vaishya, so wherever he goes, he sees money. How to income, how to earn money in everything. So like Sudra also, means wherever he goes, he tries to enjoy. How can I get some benefit from this place? And Brahman also. So Bhaktirasana Maharaj is giving an example of Brahman was taking bath in a river. So while taking bath, one scorpion is there. So that was drowning in the river. So he was trying to help that. So but while helping that scorpion was beating him. So everyone is saying that why you are helping him, helping that Scorpio. So the Brahman was saying that it's his nature to beat, but it's my nature to take him, take it out. So Swabhav, nature cannot be separated from anyone. Whatever nature we have got from the nature, we cannot separate it. So you should use it for Krishna service. Then Prichhami tvam dharma samuhura cheta. Dharma. Here dharma means dharayati iti dharma. Means which cannot be separate. For example, dharma of salt is salty. Dharma of sugar is sweet. So even though we take sugar and drown in the ocean, and that time if we taste it, it will sweet only. It cannot salty. So dharma cannot be separate from anything. That is dharma. But when we say that Hindu, Muslim or Krishna or whatever, that is not dharma, but that is faith. So faith, at any time faith can be changed, but not the dharma. So what is real dharma? Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says that dharma, real dharma means to love. So means which is our natural tendency to love or to be loved by someone. So here in this world, we are trying to love our family members or whatever we like, we love that things. But that is also temporary. If I love someone, so time, if that person also reciprocating me nicely also, but cruel time is there to separate us. So as Prahlad Maharaj says, priya apriya viyog sanyoga. So those who are dear, they can be taken out, and those who are envious towards us, they will be coming with us. So, dharma means to love. So, either we get a proper people or proper thing to love us, or if that person is not reciprocating with accordingly, then that is also painful. So, means whom to love. So, that is the only person we can love is Krishna, because he reciprocates nicely and forever. It cannot, means time cannot separate our love from Krishna. So that is dharma. I mean, another thing I want to say, that the name of second chapter is Gita Sar. Why it is said Gita Sar? Because in 18.66, Krishna is asking for surrender. Sarvadharman paritejam mam ekam sharanam raja. So, but before in 2.7, Arjuna said that I am surrendering to you. So what Krishna says in 18.66 already told by Arjuna in 2.7. That's why this name of this chapter is Gita Sar. And another thing is, he said that yat shreya. Shreya means what is the highest thing you tell me. But before that, Arjuna is saying, what are the shreya? What are the highest thing? So in 1.31, Krishna Arjuna is saying that nancha shreya anu pashyami hatva swajanam ahave na kankhe vijayam Krishna nancha rajyam sukhanicha. Here for Arjuna, shreya is means if I kill them, I don't want to kill. That is shreya for, that is the highest thing for Arjuna. I don't want to enjoy this whole world. I don't want to kill them. And in next stroke also, he says that Gurun ahatvahi mahanubhavam shreya bhoktum bhaikshum apihaloke. It's better to live a life by begging, but I don't want to kill my gurus who are mahanubhava. Then in 1.45 also, he says that yadi mam apratikaram, even though I am without any weapons, and that time if they kill me, that is also, there is also no problem. So for Arjuna, all these things are shreya, but in 2.7, he is saying that you tell me what is the shreya. If we see in Mahabharata also, Bhishma Pitamaha, for him, shreya was to help Duryodhan or to protect the Kurus, the Dhritarashtra and his sons. So he was in the side of Duryodhan. So when he was trying to kill Arjuna, attack Arjuna, that time Krishna attacked Bhishma Pitamaha and scolded that because of you, this whole Mahabharata war is happening. Because you just thought this is shreya for yourself, that's why all these people are going to be died. Then for Yudhishthira Maharaj also, when Krishna says that you tell a lie, for him that was means not shreya. That for him that shreya was to tell the truth. I cannot tell lie. But when Krishna says that, Baba, you tell, I'm saying you tell a lie. No, I cannot say lie. So even though he did not tell, but Krishna accepted that by blowing the counsel. So in our life also, what we give shreya, means we give shreya to our speculations or our emotions, or we give shreya to Krishna or Guru Maharaj or Prabhupada, means for me, what is shreya at this moment? And after that, he says that I am surrendered to you, and please help me to overcome this situation. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.